Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
I'm calling because I have a charge on my card for something I don't remember signing up for.
Yes,
and I want it removed and a refund of my money.
Okay, ma'am. Please verify the email.
Melanie.davis11@gmail.com.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And please verify the street address.
115 Marlette Street, Syracuse, New York, 13207.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And the last four digits of the car number is 6769 of October of 2023.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, and this would be for the KitchenAid, and this would have been done for the shipping and handling charges after the customer completed a questionnaire, and then once the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, then they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website, which we send our customers.
I do not agree to that.
And did you submit for the shipping and handling charges?
I did not agree to that.
But did you submit it for the shipping and handling charges, ma'am?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine.
Well,
let me
ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
The so-called free kitchen mixer or something, would that be the thing that said if you sign up for it, you're automatically into the drawing? That's what I signed up for. I didn't sign up for a membership to anything for $56 coming out of my account, and I want it canceled and a refund of my money. I don't want the KitchenAid or whatever you're talking about because I thought it was a drawing for to win it, and it didn't cost anything.
Okay, ma'am, just give me just a moment here. Okay, ma'am, I have issued the refund back into the account for you, and that'll be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days for the $56.95, ma'am. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are.
Okay, one moment. I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 26011203.
C as in Charlie, 260-111-203.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
All righty.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
No, thank you.
And thank you for
what
calling.
What is the name of this? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. What is the name of this company? Again?
The vendor's name is on your bank statement, ma'am.
It's in some kind of code, ma'am. Could you please tell me the name?
I wouldn't know the name, ma'am. We just know of the products. We service over 2,000 different online vendors.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support.